Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, she brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gugu Tumfuphi on kaya959.
Gugu, starting off with the last voice note. I don't know if you heard it, right? Is it as simple as taking the raw materials that we have as a continent and then partaking in the secondary and tertiary markets? Or do we need to export the raw material so that it can come back as finished goods?
Oh, interesting one. Top of the morning to you, Cesar, and welcome back. I think for any country that is actually essentially developing, you need a bit of both. Fundamentally, what we have been calling for decades on end, especially on the African continent, we're well aware that we are resource rich. And fundamentally, instead of just exporting these particular minerals to international markets, we do need to beneficiate them. But the problem with beneficiation is that you ultimately need to industrialize your country and economy. That means having the necessary tools, resources, efforts, and capital that you plow into the beneficiation process. But ultimately, once that product has been beneficiated, you do need to have a market to export it to. And I think this is one of the fundamental principles that we hear about in economics, is that we do need global trading partners, willing buyer, willing seller, essentially to facilitate any kind of growth and stimulation of transactional activity or trade. So fundamentally, yes, we could keep our resources to ourselves, but will we be able to make use of them all? Do we have the processes to beneficiate them effectively? And ultimately, there's only so much that you can consume of anything within a particular environment. So fundamentally, you do need to find new markets in order to tap into growth as well as exponential opportunities for advancement.
So what are some of the products that the U.S. gets from us as South Africa?
This is a big deal for us, Cesar, because the U.S. does feature within our top five lists of trading partners. And if you think about particular products, you might recall just a few weeks ago, we spoke about the automotive industry. Yes, there is some competition coming in from the Chinese, but fundamentally, there's been a strong industrial drive to provide incentives to automakers like BMW, Mercedes, the likes of Ford, all of whom have their bases here in South Africa and manufacturing plants, which produce particular automotives that are competitive on the global landscape, especially when it comes to electronic vehicles. BMW X3, for example, we actually happen to export 97% of those vehicles, the large majority of which actually go to markets like the US. Another important indicator for us to be aware of is the agricultural space, the raw materials that we have. In as much as we all use these technology devices that are owned by US companies, manufactured in China, much of the lithium also comes from parts of resources that we have in South Africa. And the very same lithium is used in the electronic tools as well as the batteries of the IT products that we actually use. So definitely a big knock for the automotive industry, definitely for the agricultural space as well. And even if you consider the level of services that we trade with the U.S., think companies like Amazon, even McDonald's, Microsoft, more than 700 U.S. companies are invested in South Africa and fundamentally have a sense of exchange in skills or products that also take place in the country. And these are going to be some tough times for the decisions that need to be made by the CEOs in terms of managing the tariff increase. Because fundamentally what this means is that it will increase the cost of production at some point for South African companies. And most importantly, will result perhaps in us losing a potential market that has always provided a sense of viable growth for us. So, Buningi, it's a lot. I actually think, you know, if there's any song that's very relevant to what Trump is doing right now, Distraction Boys, that's him right now in his place at the White House. It's funny. A mess.
So, you know what I was thinking, right? We've seen him try to do this with Canada. Canada reciprocated, and very soon he capitulated. There are a lot of products that you mentioned that actually don't have any substitutes, specifically the raw materials, right? And simply put, if we were to not sell our products to the U.S. or at least reciprocate tariff-wise, I think the U.S. would also have to repeal some of their tariffs, because where else are they going to get them from? That's the first thing. But we need to do this as a block. The whole of Africa needs to do that. And I don't know if they can be trusted to all sing from the same hymn book.
I think you raise an interesting point. And if I'm honest with you, quite right, that does bring about another challenge in terms of the political will and, of course, unity that we might see across the African continent. What I think we will likely see, especially from countries across the east of the continent, think Rwanda, Kenya, Tanzania, those particular countries have seen heightened levels of investment from China in particular. So I think they might be a lot more strong-willed in making sure that they reduce the level of exports that they make to the U.S. But you're right, resource materials or natural resources rather, big money is attached to large parts of those assets, and commodity prices have been surging just on the back of them being viewed as safe haven assets. So I'm not too sure. Minister Gwete Mandashe at some point during the mining indaba did mention that maybe we should retaliate and play hardball as well with our natural resources. So time will tell, but this is where we definitely need some smart negotiators at the table.
Mm. And so now let's get straight to it. I mean, the markets that we're looking at, I'm pretty sure the U.S. is going to see a bloodbath. But what are we going to see when the markets open?
Definitely anticipating a bloodbath here too, Sizwe. Bear in mind that obviously we do tend to follow the international market trend and sentiment around the movements that we see in stock prices and the share market. And that's likely going to be reflected locally in South Africa. Again, because there has been a significant sell-off in markets like the European Union as well, where companies are also impacted and they're also likely going to retaliate. We have seen that those particular stocks have also seen a concern. And one actually comes to mind, before I get to the numbers, Ferrari, they had actually mentioned that on the back of Trump looking to impose these 25% tariff increases, the likes of Ferrari already have been pricing in price increases into certain models of their vehicles. So if those luxury goods are becoming a lot more expensive, I think that just goes to show how this will continue to ripple down into the various other products that would be impacted. But let's talk markets for a moment, because boy, oh boy, I'm excited, but I'm also anxious for anyone who covers the markets. Today, we'll likely see that the JSE All Share Index will see some weakness, especially from a large contingent of the financial services players, those who also happen to play within the resource space. However, gold is anticipated to uptick slightly. Why? Because gold will be considered as an ongoing safe haven. And as a result, we have seen the price become a lot firmer there. But let's talk about the numbers. All Share Index will open up from 89,105 points, expecting a weaker opening throughout the course of the day. Currency-wise, the rand is no longer resilient and has largely been responding to the news headlines we've seen in the last few hours. We're now at 18.91 to the US dollar. For much of the month of March, we were well below the 19.10, 19.20 level. Looking at the British pound, we are 24.76 and now 20.71 against the euro. Very briefly on that gold price, it was slightly stronger yesterday, but currently trading at $3,131 per fine ounce. I think this one's going to surge yet again today.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gulish Mfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.